When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, feel like we need to go to Ben and Kelly court for this one. Okay, Carrie says, hey, Ben and Kelly. I need you guys to weigh in about a recent situation involving me and my boyfriend of about 3 months.
Okay.
We met online, hit it off from the beginning. Everything's been going awesome. Until he invited me to be his date at a work banquet where he and a few other people were getting awards. That was sweet, and of course I wanted to go. But my parents are having their 50th anniversary party that same night. So obviously I can't miss my parents' party, and he totally understood, but here's where it went sideways for me. He said for a night like this, he's going to need a date. He totally still wants to be my boyfriend, but said it's only fair to let me know he'll be asking somebody else to be with him for that one night. I was floored at the idea that some other woman was going to be there in my place, so I hung up on him, sent a few sharply toned texts, and we haven't talked since. That was 4 days ago. So was I justified in being as mad as I am about this, or do you think I overreacted? And do you think the fact that he hasn't tried to reach out to me and apologize or try to assure me it's just for appearances means I've been dumped?
Okay.
So what do we think?
All right, so first of all, do we know who the person is he's taking?
No, I don't know. But what, I mean, my first instinct is like, take his mom or his sister or a family member or grandma or somebody so that it's not like feeling like a date with somebody else.
Right. Now, are we sure that it's not that?
Well, I don't know.
I guess he would have said, all right, well, hey, I'm going to take my mom.
Exactly.
Or
he would have said exactly who he's taking. But he's just like, I'm going to take a date. And I think that's what
the word a date
has
weight, has
meaning. It has connotation.
It does. It does. And so, oh, man. Well, they're how many months in? 3 months?
Three months in?
3 months in into dating? Yeah, you may not have a boyfriend anymore. I mean,
that's a long time to go when you're just 3 months in. I figured if once he found out how upset she was about it, that he would be continually trying to make her feel better about it or reassure her or say, I'm taking my mom something. It's been 4 days and he's like ghosted her a little bit.
Yeah, and I think it's weird though. His approach, I do understand, okay, maybe wanting to have a date, have someone with you in attendance for this awards banquet and stuff like that.
Somebody be in your corner that you can, you know, that will congratulate you.
Right. But if you're taking like a friend who maybe you used to have a history with or something like that, yeah, that's not cool. So
yeah, I think if he just clarified what he means by, okay, well, I'm going to take somebody else.
Has anybody been in a situation where you take someone other than your partner to an event? And what was the story around it?
I'm guessing you probably like handled it better. There just seems to be much confusion here and maybe some mixed signals.
All right, 502-795-1997. That's what group therapy is. Kind of in the middle of a Ben and Kelly court here where Carrie wants to know if she's justified in being as mad as she is at her boyfriend of 3 months over his work awards banquet and the fact that he's taking someone other than Carrie there. But after all, she's unavailable because of her parents' 50th anniversary. So what is she to do?
Yeah, she was real mad and sent, some sternly worded text messages. You know, hung up on him, did all the things, and hasn't heard from him in 4 days.
Yeah, Catherine's actually pointing that out, saying, I'm wondering what the text that she sent were, because he might have read them and been like, she's crazy.
She's psycho.
Deuces.
I'm out.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of people are mentioning, Justin says, you don't have a boyfriend anymore. Tracy says, no, absolutely not. It's only been 3 months. Not like she's invested that much time. Cut your losses. Move on. Lisa's like, why is she letting him determine whether they're together or not? Consider him dumped by her.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So that it looks to be a grim outlook. Hey, Jasmine, what's your thought?
I think it's time for Carrie to reactivate her online profile.
Oh, okay. So you're feeling like she's been dumped. by his silence. Yes.
Oh, yeah. No.
Do you think she was justified to get that mad, or what do you think about that?
Yeah,
piece?
I think if he would have said that, hey, I'm going to take my sister, cousin, blah, 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 it would have been different.
Yeah, I do, too.
You know, like, I take my brother-in-law to all my company events.
Oh, right.
That's perfect. And I feel like if he had been more clear about that, but to her, she felt like he's just going to find someone to be a date, which could lead to other things that made her uncomfortable.
His online profile is probably still active.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We need to check that.
Well, hey, thank you, Jasmine.
Hey, thanks, guys. Love you.
All right,
love you.
See ya.
Bye.
I do want to know what a sister cousin would look like.
A sister cousin, sure. Yeah, whatever. Rebecca says 4 days. I'm sorry, but if y'all can't talk about things without acting like children, then call it done and move on. Because no, he doesn't have to take a date. But if he was just taking a platonic friend, you overreacted. It's immaturity from everyone when neither of you had more than a 30-second conversation before you just both stopped speaking.
Yeah, I think there's some fault on both ends. One, it's like I don't like the trend of people ghosting other people.
No.
But... You know, I feel like he should have been a little bit more specific with what he was going to do if that were indeed the case. And, you know, she probably needed a little bit more of that information. But yeah, maybe it's best if you guys just hit the pause button and, you know, go on your way.
And I will say this about Carrie. Maybe we don't react so harshly to something like that. Like, if you're upset about something, I think you're going to get better results with having a calm conversation about your feelings and what makes you uncomfortable about it, and see if there's a way you can work towards a solution that you're both comfortable with, as opposed to flying off the handle and saying things that you regret and hanging up on them and being mean and text messages and all that stuff. I don't think that's ever going to get anyone the result you want if you're trying to keep a relationship together and fix it.
I mean, hindsight's 20/20, and
maybe next time we move on, and go differently. And Annie did point something out. Does she need a date to her parents' party? How would he feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, well, that's another side of it too. But maybe in the next, if she doesn't get another chance with this guy, next relationship, we do things differently in how we handle disagreements.
All right, thank you, Carrie.